Okay, I'm recording. Someone want to lead in prayer tonight?
I'll read.
Let's do the prayers first here. I'll start out. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us together tonight. We don't have our normal leader of Scooter with us, but we'll do the best we can. We have some prayers out that are outstanding that we would like to run past you. I know that Silent and his father are going through some tough times, and the rest of his family as well. And we look for you to pray for them or send good wishes their way, and that things turn out okay and Silent's father can go back on dialysis and that it works this time. We also would like to thank you for letting Redcap arrive, Lisa arrive down to visit Snake Doc there safely, and that she has a good visit. And I'll open it up for anyone else that has any prayers. On another note, pray for Scooter and his the people that were in that car accident not too long ago. Haven't gotten an update, but I hope that they're doing well. With that, in your name, God bless. Amen.
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 All right, who's going to read?
I will.
Roger that.
Reading James 3, correct?
Correct.
Roger.
Reading from the New Living Translation, James 3, controlling the tongue. Dear brothers and sisters, not many of you should become teachers in the church, for we who teach will be judged more strictly. Indeed, we all make mistakes, for if we could control our tongues, we would be perfect and could also control ourselves in every other way. We can make a large horse go wherever we want by means of a small bit in its mouth, and a small rudder makes a huge ship turn wherever the pilot chooses to go, even though the winds are strong. In the same way, the tongue is a small thing that makes grand speeches, but a teeny spark can set a great forest on fire. And the tongue is a flame of fire. It is a whole world of wickedness, corrupting your entire body. It can set your whole life on fire, for it is set on fire by hell itself. People can tame all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and fish, but no one can tame the tongue. It is restless and evil, full of deadly poison. Sometimes it praises our Lord and Father, and sometimes it curses those who have been made in the image of God. And so blessing and cursing come pouring out of the same mouth. Surely, my brothers and sisters, this is not right. Does a spring of water bubble out of both fresh water and bitter water? Does a fig tree produce olives or a grapevine produce figs? No, and you can't draw fresh water from a salty spring. True wisdom comes from God. If you are wise and understand God's ways, prove it by living an honorable life, doing good works with the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you are bitterly jealous and there is selfish ambition in your heart, don't cover up the truth with boasting and lying, for jealousy and selfishness are not God's kind of wisdom. Such things are earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. For wherever there is jealousy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and evil of every kind. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure. It is also peace-loving, gentle at all times, and willing to yield to others. It is full of mercy and good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is always sincere. And those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness.
Does anyone have any thoughts about any of this? I think this is all about how your mouth can get you in trouble.
Yeah, it really is amazing how one moment you could be soft-spoken, kind words come out. And really, in the next, such poison, such disgusting, hurtful things can be said. It really is amazing, and you know how they talk about this, how long ago, and how really much hasn't changed since then. I mean, it really is amazing in the actions and how the tongue can be.
But is it really the tongue, or is it the brain behind the tongue?
Well, the tongue is just the device.
Right.
It, you know, comes from the person. And you're responsible for your tongue. And, geez, I'm sure just about every mother or father has probably said to their child, if you have nothing good to say, don't say anything at all.
Right, yeah.
Heard that one just a few times.
Yeah. And boy, I seem to be saying it a lot lately. Grew up hearing it, and now I'm starting to say it.
That's how it works, right? You have notes on this, Blue?
I like how it tells everybody don't become a teacher. You know, it understands that people that become the actual teachers of the word really need to understand it and need to be truly committed, because you know it says we can bless God and turn around and curse men who were created in the image of God with the same tongue. So he you know, James knew back then that the same tongue could go either way, so teachers had to be really committed. I also like how you can relate that as long ago as this was written to today. It's the same today. You know, we have the same problems. So I already said it relates, but it helps me to utilize it more because I can relate it to now. Some parts of the Bible I read, you know, I think about, wow, you know, it'd be great to live back then. It'd be great to, you know, see Jesus and shake his hand and have him touch me on the shoulder and tell me, you know, what he's doing here and this and that. And sometimes to me it seems like it would have been easier, that now we have to, you know, we have our faith, and sometimes it feels like blind faith. And back then, you know, they actually got to see Jesus and sit down with him and talk to him. But yet they were killed for believing in him. So it, in the same token, it was harder back then than it is now. So I don't know. I like how it pertains, though. You can read it. It was written, thousands of years ago, but yet it still pertains today.
I think it's also important to note, it says do your very best, pretty much like do whatever you can not to just lash out at people for whatnot. But it also says in verse 2, for in many things we offend all. Pretty much, that's extremely true. Really, anything you do, you're going to offend someone. Like some people will think it's the right course of action, others will think it is the completely op the complete opposite. It continues with, if any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Pretty much saying that if you were never, ever to offend someone with anything you said, then you're perfect. And since you're perfect in that way, you would also be perfect with urges of the flesh.
Looking at verse 6, it says, or a little after 6, it says, "Is a whole world of wickedness corrupting your entire body?" So it's like even though you may not say something with your tongue, your emotions sort of go through your body. You sort of pantomime or whatever, like roll your eyes or whatever, and it's sort of it's the same type of thing as saying something wicked with your tongue.
Or even with your heart, you may say one thing, but completely mean something different. Like just to maybe to oh, what's the word? It's to destroy temptation for controversy. Like just to agree, and that way nobody will oppose you because they don't really know what you think. If that makes any sense.
Yeah. The first one's very true though, but not many of you should become teachers of the church, for we will who teach will be judged more strictly. And that's true of anything. Anytime that someone tries to lead, they're always judged more harshly over the same criteria as other people.
That's true in pretty much all things, really. I mean, people look at a leader and they think you lead, therefore you know.
You have any other comments?
No, not really. I mean, this one was pretty straightforward and kind of, told us that our tongues can be used for good or wicked almost at the same time. I like the comparison between the waters, where, a body of water won't carry salt water and fresh water at the same time. But yet, it's funny, when you read some of this stuff, the negative things that people can do, but yet we're called, God's prize creation or whatever. We're the ones he chose to save, and all the other creations, they don't have evil in them like we do. It's kind of funny to me. And that was funny, weird, not funny, haha.
Right. Would someone like to, there's nothing more. Would someone like to lead us out in prayer?
Sure, I got you on them. Does anybody have anything else before I do?
No, sir.
Alrighty, bow with me. Lord, I thank you once again for the time to get together with these brothers to study your word. I thank you for the technology that makes it possible, Lord. And I thank you for the willingness of these men to come together to help me to understand the word better, Lord, and hopefully help anyone that gets to participate or listen to the recording later. Lord, I ask that you watch over the prayer requests, both spoken and unspoken, tonight. I ask that you watch over the clan members that were not able to be with us for whatever reason, especially Silent and his father, Lord, as they're going through some medical issues. Lord, I ask you watch over Scooter and his situations. I know he's spoken to some of us about him. I know you know better than any of us, Lord. You know what's on our hearts. You know what's in our minds, whether we speak it to another human or not. You know us better than we know ourselves, Lord. Lord, I ask that you watch over friends and family of the clan members and of me, Lord, family that's far away. Just keep them healthy and continue to watch over them as I know you do, Lord. Lord, I ask that you watch over my boss and his travels. I thank you for allowing him this time to travel back to the States to be with his daughter as she graduates. And I thank you for giving me the ability to cover the office while he's away. Lord, I ask that you just continue to guide us as a clan, as a group. Keep us on the right track, Lord, and just keep shining the light so that we can follow and go the right direction and keep reaching out to others through whatever means you make possible, Lord. These things I pray in your Son Jesus' precious name. Amen.
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 Amen.